January 1983, Queemans, New York. Janice Westfall saw, rather than heard, a stitching of pops. Small puffs of smoke billowed as a rock wall crumpled, then shimmered to the ground. A few seconds later, she heard thunder that might have frightened her had it not been a clear summer day. The word pulverized played out right before Janice's eyes. A sheer side of a mountain dropped to the ground, blown to smithereens. And we all fall down. Wasn't that the child's game? Her classmates' dresses billowed as they dropped to a crouch. Janice leaned into Caleb, his arm around her, hugging her close. Her body rippled with the joy of being so close to this man who worked the ground. When they'd met, she'd fallen in love with his big machine, slowly, ever so slowly, trundling over the farm, turning over the dirt, beating the grasses, cutting them. Then she'd fallen for the companionable hours they'd spent riding in his tractors, and now he hauled rock in a quarry. The whole time he'd been watching her reaction, his pale blue eyes studying her, but she couldn't meet his eyes. She looked at the blue scar left by the explosion with no pity for the mountain that was being felled for material to repair the New York State Thruway. "Up close, those pebbles are car-sized boulders," he said. "I'm glad I saw it," Janice replied. "You're something to work there." She'd not meant to fall in love 3 years back, but his big machines, his tractor, his combine, the gizmos he used to break the earth, seduced her, though he'd been clear he was not the marrying kind. "It makes ends meet. Aren't you afraid?" "Not particularly. They clear the site when they set the charges. The dynamite is worthless without blasting caps." "I couldn't stand the noise." "They give us ear protection." "The phone is the loudest equipment that I'll use," Janice said quietly. In 2 days, she would be leaving for her job at Godspeed Books, a publishing company outside of Chicago. Her job would be to garner national media attention to her authors and their books. "Let's get married." Caleb's voice sounded raspy as wind blowing through dried grass over the top of stale, crusty snow. He tipped her chin up so she had to meet his eyes. They reminded her of puddles reflecting the sky. He didn't let her see into them. "Sure," Janice squinted. Her heart was beating fast. The man she'd loved because the light fell on him, because he was beautiful and took her up in his tractor, was actually asking to marry her. Sure, she'd rather learn how to drive the big machines than wheel and deal outside of Chicago. Sure. Caleb drew her to him, his lips electric, his beard scratchy. He smelled like baking corn, and she felt surrounded by his passion, her own passion bubbling like a spring. "Don't leave," he whispered, his eyes still shut. Something vulnerable about his face she'd never seen before. "Aw, Caleb," Janice sighed. "Why now, when I made a promise to take this job 1,000 miles away? My friends told me I was a fool to let you get away." He wiped her hair off her face, even though her hair was short and didn't need brushing aside. "I thought you weren't the marrying kind. You'd been clear about that." He'd stood her up when they'd made a date the first summer. She blamed herself for coming on too strong and promised they could be friends. Just friends had been fine as long as she could ride behind him on the tractor during the summers when she was home. He looked out the window. The dust was settling. People change. "Caleb, I love you. I've always loved you." "You too," he said. "Let's set a date, maybe a year from now, so I could get some experience in my job and look for something back here. What about Christmas? Then you won't have to worry about remembering our anniversary." Janice tumbled over herself. "Whatever makes you happy," Caleb said, a little resigned. After he shifted into gear and was driving down the highway, he laid her hand on his thigh and rubbed his thumb over the top. Her hand felt so soft between the hardness of his leg and hand. She thought how those legs braced him as he picked up bales of hay, the strings boring into his palms, even through his leather gloves. He tossed the 50-pound bales to the top of the stack like they were nothing and set them on edge so air could circulate, letting the heat that built up ease out of the green hay. "I'll pick you up tomorrow at 1. We can go to a motel," he said just before she got out of the car. He tried to make it sound like the joke it had always been. Janice looked at the red siding on her parents' house and the white shutters. The little barn towered alongside them. "I'd like that." Janice wasn't sure she was ready to make love because she believed what the Bible said about waiting until marriage, but it would be nice to be alone with him without either one of their mothers in the next room. Besides, he teased her about going to a motel for the last 3 years. She'd said yes, no, maybe, and they'd laughed it off. He'd always said he didn't want to blow her mind because he knew how innocent she was, but this was different. Caleb held her against him, too strong for her to pull away. He kissed her hard on the lips and released her. She was about to say she loved him again when he put his finger on her lips. The dirt worked into the lines. Tomorrow, then. Janice nodded, his finger rubbing across her lips. She was so full of pleasure and dared not say anything. She walked unsteadily to the house. At the door, she waved as he pulled away.